If someone makes schach first and then puts up the walls, is that a problem from Tassav and Levin Asir? And how it came up? Not the sugi really of Tassav and Asir yesterday. Came up. So it is often a halacha in the Ramah that just one should not do that. If you make the schach first and then the fanes, it is a shtikla. It is a problem of Tassav and Levin
Asir. So that comes to Pesel yesterday. That was a question.
If you made a Pesel, right.
Did you make this the schach?
Correct.
Moish.
Maybe.
No, because I'm a Nazis.
And on the Tfanis? No, here the Tassel of Nos is going to be on the Schach. Schach is there first. Because you don't have the Tfanis, so the Schach doesn't serve as the Mishnah Berurah explains. Not an oil. An oil, the point of the roof of the Schach should be a roof over a place, over an enclosed place. So since it's not, you don't have the enclosure yet, correct.
You put on something, but that's something.
Right. Yeah, it's cool. So I think the Ramos is even a tefach is enough, but because an oil is over a tefach. But if you don't even have a tefach, you don't have any walls, you have nothing, just put the schach first, and then you do the walls, be a problem tassel of nasi. Unless you have to shake the schach and you put it back, l'shem tzeil or whatever. Nothing. So that came up. And also, Tosfos had it towards the Ein Yishalim Tachtov. Rashi learns that the din of Pesel Yotzim and Sukkah didn't kusukkah means it's talking about schach pasel of less than three, and the chiddush of the Pesel Yotzim and Sukkah didn't kusukkah is that if you have schach pasel less than three, you could nidin kusukkah, they could even sleep under. Aver, if it's less than three, even though it doesn't pasel the sukkah, and I could even use it to be mitztarif on a sukkah ketan of zayin bel zayin, I can use the aver, but you can't sleep under it. And the schach pasel nidin kusukkah that you can even sleep under it. So the Ramah brings from the Ben Yeruchim, this din, so Tosfos has a kasha on Rashi, you always find a piece of Aver somewhere in the sukkah. So you tell me you can't be under it? So he says, Hagov, Vedavke Shoheilach HaPnei Kol HaSukkah. That was saying here, that you can't sleep on the Aver, is if the Aver runs throughout the whole length or width of the sukkah.
That's
the other direction, right. The place can talk about it, because normally if you do one direction, you have
Aver.
Some say it has to be
you
see the full Aver.
Not
if you have a mat, you don't have that.
The cross beams, right. Cross beams, correct. So that's that. Okay. Zokta Mishnah. If someone makes his sukkah kamin tzrif, like a chicken coop, Rashi says they used to capture chickens or birds, you have yutas in the base. Yutas in the base. Kamin tzrif. So basically, the way it's formed is you can't recognize the walls from the roof. It's one big slanty type of like a dome.
But the roof is still a tefach. I'm saying you don't even see it. It is a tefach.
You don't have a straight wall and a straight roof. It's basically one big piece that serves as the wall and the roof. A tefi, right? And technically, it could be anything shaped like this also, that like a triangle. Also, it doesn't have, b'kitzer, what's the wall and what's the roof. You can't see what the wall is and what the roof is. That's a Rashi. Shigagoy v'kireis of echad. The gag and the kir, and the roof and the wall is one. So if you make such a sukkah, k'mitzirif oish esmochel, you leaned it onto a kois, you put up the whole board, and you leaned it onto a wall. Again, the same problem, that you don't have, what's the wall and what's the roof? It's a slanty roof, basically. Rebelez a poisel, rebelez a pasel, nesha in lo gag, because it doesn't have a roof. Again, Rashi over here explains, it's not nikir, it's not recognizable. Mahu gag, what's the gag, mahu koisel, and what's the koisel? The chomem machshirin, and the chomem say, such a sukkah is kosher. So zok the Gemara, tana. Moide Reb Lezer of Moide agrees to the Chachamim that she'emigbiya min hakarka tefach, that if you raised this, let's say this coop, this chicken coop, you raise it off the ground, the tefach, or it's going also in the case of where you leaned it onto the koisel, you leaned that board against the koisel, also you raised it off and it's laying on something that's a tefach, let's say a board that's a tefach, a piece of wood, or even if it's hollow, two small pieces of wood of a tefach, and you have a cross beam across, and then you lean this big wall against the koisel, but it's raised off the ground, the tefach. Then the Reb Lezer is moide, she oishe fliga min a koisel. Or you are maflikit min ha-koyis. It means you, the board that's sitting against the koyis is not leaning on the top head of the board. It's not leaning directly against the koyis. It's leaning, Rashi says, on yesedos, on nails, something sticking out from the koyis, and it's leaning against it. And that those nails are a tefach.
If you have to make a schachter.
So I think it's machloek is Rashi and Toys, it seems like. Rashi says that part that's a tefach, whether it's the tefach on the bottom, that's straight up, or the tefach where it leans against the nails, and then there's a tefach to the wall, does that tefach have to be full or not? Rashi keeps on saying lovod, that at those empty spaces, you say lovod, because they say lovod up to three, that's going to serve as my so-called, I see now a straight wall of a tefach, and now this slanty roof can serve as a roof. It's laying on this wall of the tefach and against the other wall. So what's wrong? It's on two walls and have a roof. It's just a slanty roof. Three walls? I guess the case will be have a third wall. You have to have a third wall. Two walls not good enough. You can have shtam kachas, which is of the tefach.
How could love help if I don't have a flat roof to make love from? I don't have schach, a real schach to make love with from. It doesn't matter.
This is not schach. This serves as my roof as schach. This.
The slant?
Oh, you're saying the slant. Yeah, I'm going to have to. I mean, that's the chayim mashm over here. The way you're going to, you know, all you have to have is that you can recognize what's the wall and what's the roof. But now we're going to have to use part of the roof here. Okay, to serve for my 10 tvachim as my wall, because you have to have a wall of 10 tvachim, a wall of a tefach. So if you pick up this chicken coop off the ground, a tefach, and now the coop is considered as a roof, where's my koisel of 10 tvachim? But as long as, so you have to say that as long as I have a tefach and I can see that I have a straight wall, that's my wall, now the rest is going to have to serve the coop, you have to serve as both my wall and my roof together.
Could you sleep underneath the
where it's not ten tvachim? Toysis talks about it. Toysis seems like Toysis, it sounds like you could, as the din of Pesel Yisrael. He's asking, in other words, when I have my slanty piece of wood that's going up against the koisel, I'm still gonna need. Toysis says, when you get to 10 tvachim on this land, when you have to get to 10 tvachim, you're going to have to be able to square out afterwards that I have a zayin al zayin with a height of 10 tvachim. Because if I'm not, where's my kosher sukkah? So yes, you can use this land as a roof once it's above the ground from a tefach, but where's my 10 tvachim high and a zayin al zayin? So you're going to have that. In other words, where it reaches 10, then you're going to have to be able to still have Zion al Zion with a height of 10 below. You need off to be ground, because if not, it's a problem. She'ain lo gag. You can't recognize where the roof, where's a wall. So you have to first create a you have to discern that there's a kag here, and there's a gag, and there's a roof, and there's a wall. Once you have that, you're still going to have to be able to square out the Zion al Zion with a height of 10. But it sounds like Tosis afterwards says, then once you have that, you'll even be able to sit or sleep under the slanty part, which is not even 10 tvachim off the ground. Where right above you is still not yet 10 tvachim, because of the din of Pesel, Ayoitzim, and Asukah, Nidin, Kisukah of the previous Gemara. Once you have a kosher Asukah and everything, then you can, and you have schach, somewhere an extension, and it's a sugi before also, where you have gimel al gimel, but you still have to decide. There's a whole crisis about it. So you can be able to extend. Once you have a kosher sukkah, you can extend to so-called outside of the sukkah, even if in that area you technically don't have a kosher sukkah of three walls or a ten tvachim or whatever. That's what Toysa says over here.
Without Rashi, they're saying it's not nicker. On Shabbos, not chayv to make an oil like this.
On Shabbos?
They're not chayv to make an oil like this. It's not called an oil, and it's not kosher sukkah.
You're not going to be chayv on Shabbos for making oil. Yeah.
So when Rashi says that, I mean, I'll tell you it's no good, but because that needed to be nicker.
It sounds like it's not an oil. We'll see in the second of the Gemara. So Zok the Gemara again. Tana Moedir Rebbe Lezer is Moedir Shemikbiyim in a Karka Tefach. If you picked up this tzrif or when you lean that the wood against the koisel, you raise it off the ground, a tefach, or you should flee him in a koisel tefach. In the case where you lean it against the wall, it doesn't, the top part doesn't touch the koisel, it touches, you say those nails, which are tefach, and then comes the koisel. Then the blazer is moide shikshir it's kosher. My tama, so now, very good. Zok the Gemara, my tamai drabonon. What's the tam of the rabbonon now? Mishnah that hold that even if it doesn't have a tefach, it leans against the wall or a tzrif, this dome shaped koisel and gag. How come rabbonon hold it's kosher? My tamai drabonon. Shipua holim ko holim dami. The rabbonon hold that shipua holim. If you have a slanty sloping roof, it's also considered the oil. It's also good enough. In other words, the machloik is here. Between the blazer and the chachamim is shipua holam. If you have a slanty or sloping roof, is that considered an oil, a good roof, like a flat roof, or not? That's going to be the machloekas over here. Now, I did see some point out, if you're back in the Gemara of Zayin Amud Beis, the Gemara brings a whole list of amiroim that holds that a machloek, right, diris kva be'inan. And one of the cases that the sukkah has to be diris kva. Rabbi Yehuda holds lamay lamachof, diris kva. The reason it's not good on a golo or on a svina because it's not kva. Many manda omim that hold the sukkah has to be not a diris aroi, a temporary dwelling, has to be kva, like a more of a solid dir. And one of the manda omim of a diris kva is Reb Lezer. The Tanan, Reb Lezer of this Mishnah, that oasis a kosa kimin tzrif, Reb Lezer poisel of yishein lo gag. In other words, Reb Lezer holds it's not good because why doesn't it's not good if it doesn't have a roof? Because if it doesn't have a roof, it's not kva. So it seemed to be the machloek. The Gemara explanation in Zayin Amud Beis is that the machloek is Reb Lezer and the Rabbanon is whether sukkah needs diris kva or not. Chum hold diris aroi, so even if it doesn't have a roof, perfect. I don't need a roof. Better not to have a roof. I need diris arai. That's sukkah. Your blazer holds, you need diris kva, so I need to have a roof. That's the machloek. Here the Gemara is learning differently. The machloek is the blazer and the chachamim is whether shipua yeholim, a slanty roof, is considered a good roof for a sukkah. Shipua is considered oil. Is it an oil or is it not an oil? Zok the Gemara vayta. Abaye ashkel Reb Yosef. Abaye found Reb Yosef, the kagoni, he slept bekilas chasanim in a canopy that was made for sleeping for chosn kala in a sukkah. He slept in that canopy in the sukkah. So Amalei, so he told him, come on, who do you hold like Reb Lezer? You must be hold like Reb Lezer, because Reb Lezer is the one that holds that it's Reb Lezer poisel, because it's not an oil, correct? Reb Lezer holds, it's shipua holam, is not an oil. So if it's not an oil, you're allowed to sleep in this. It's not mafsik between the schach and him. So therefore, you can sleep in it. So shaftis rabbonon, you leave alone the rabbonon. V'adis Reb Lezer, how can you do that? And not go with the rabbonon shita, and you're going with Reb Lezer shita. Amalei, so he answered him, brayse ifchetoni. I have a brayse that says the opposite. That what? Reb Lezer machshir. Reb Lezer is the one that holds by his sukkah that if it doesn't have a roof, it only has a slanty roof, it doesn't have a flat roof, it doesn't have a flat gag, Reb Lezer machsher. Reb Lezer is the one that holds kosher. The chaman poislim. And the chaman holds his posel. The chaman is the one that holds it's not considered an oil because it's slanty and it doesn't have a real roof. And therefore, so Adarabba, I did like the Rabbanon because I was able to sleep there because I have no mafsik because the Rabbanon are the one in the Braise. The chaman are the one that hold that it's posel by a regular the sukkah. So therefore, it's not an oil. So I could sleep in under it because I don't have an oil mafsik. So he asked him again, Shafkas Masnisen. So you have a conflicting Braise and the Mishnah. So Shafkas Masnisen, you left the Mishnah alone. V'avdis ki Braise, you're doing like the Braise. What was your right to do that? You have to look at the Mishnah and go with the Mishnah. And in the Mishnah, Rebbe Chachamim are the one that are machshir because they hold it is an oil. So you have a problem sleeping in such a thing in the Sukkah. Amalei, so he told him, Masnisen, the Mishnah Yichidoi is a Yochid. The time because we went in the Braise. Oh, this is a Kosa Kemit Tzrif. This case of our Mishnah, Oishus Machal Koisel, Reb Nosson Oimer, Reb Nosson is the one that says that Reb Lezer Poisel Neshein Lagag Vachom Machshirin. So Rashi explains, it seems like everybody else felt differently than Reb Nosson, and the opposite. It was the Chacham that hold it was possible. So yes, that there is our Mishnah that says that Vachom Machshirin is only Reb Nosson was the one that learned like that Reb Lezer is the Poisel and Vachom Machshirin. Look in that Rashi, the last Rashi before the Mishnah. Masnissen de Tani Hachi, the mission that learned like this, the way we have our mission, Reb Nosson Ketani Lo. Reb Nosson is the one that learned it, the Hu Yechidoi. Ava Chacham Shebedoiri, the Chacham in his generation, Hoyecholken Olav, they disagreed with Reb Nosson, and they said Reb Lezer is the one that's Machshir, and Ava Chacham Poisla. Why would there be such a... Why would we call the mission just like Reb Nosson? I don't know. Here. But our mission is such a thing. I guess the mission is Yechidoi. So our mission is really only the way Reb Nosson understands that that's the machlokes, the Tanakh, the Chacham and Reb Lezer. But it seems like the roiv of the Chacham Shebedoyrei were different than Reb Nosson, which is not like our mission, like we have it. And the Chacham are the one that passel because it's not a good gag. If the Chacham are the one that are not a good gag, so he was able to sleep. Even in the Mishnah, even according to a Mishnah, he was able to sleep in there because the Chacham are actually the one that hold that it's possible according to Roif. Our mission that says Chacham Machshirin, which would be a problem for him to sleep in that canopy, is only Yeshitas Yechidoi of Reb Nosson. So that's what he answered. Mela, I can sleep in the sukkah.
But even with the Fliegel Tefach at the bottom,
right.
The time when you sleep on the bed is flat. So it's talking about the time only hanging to the bed, but not pierce the bottom of the bed.
Correct. We're talking about on the bed, underneath that thing, which didn't have a tefach. Are you saying there was a tefach?
Yeah, but you don't need that
should be
there. So it's a
fliegel tefach. No, but a fliegel tefach to the bed is not going to help you. You have to have...
No, because you still took all the walls. In other words, you're saying that it's a puzzle, but if it's
fliegel
tefach, it's not.
Where's my gag?
I don't...
I have no tefach above where the slant, where the slope is, where he's sleeping under.
No,
I don't care, there's a tefach underneath the bed.
It's called the wall.
But it has to be a fliege tefach that I see that wall, not from where he starts.
We'll take this afterwards.
Zog the Mishnah. Thank you. Machzel is coming, Gedoyla. If you have, the Mishnah is going to be discussing if you have mats. Schach, you want to use schach, mats. The problem, normally we know that something that's a kli is makabel toma, and you cannot use it for schach. These mats don't have a kli kibble, a base kibble. So technically it's not a kli, it's like pshute kli, it's not a kli, it's not makabel toma. But many of those mats in those days were made for sleeping as a cover. As a cover. So if someone makes something specifically and has designated that he wants to use it as a cover, then it becomes a kli, and he cannot use it for schach, because it's mekabel tuma. The Mishnah is going to be basically discussing what's with stam. That's going to be the shayla of the next amud. Stam, these mats. Someone didn't specifically have a mind that should be used for schach, or he didn't have specifically a mind to use it for sleeping. What's the status of these mats? Zok the Mishnah. Machzelus kanem gedoylo. If you have a big mat, made out of kanim, of these reeds, of these schach material. Aso l'shchiva, if you specifically made it l'shchiva for sleep, for reclining on it, mekabelas tumah, then you made it, you designated, you made it into a kli, mekabelas tumah, it's mekabel tumah, ve'en mesachem bo, you cannot use it for schach. L'sichuch, right now, the way the Pashup shot in the mission is going to be, l'sichuch means you specifically had a mind, you want to make it for schach, mesachem bo, you could use it for schach, ve'en mekabelas tumah. In other words, if you had a mind, in other words, whatever you have a mind, you can designate it for that. So if it's l'shchiva, it's a kli, and it's mekabel tuma. If you had a mind that when you made it, that you're making it for schach, then you can use it for schach, ve'ena mekabel es tuma. If Lezer says, achas ketana, v'achas gedoyla, whether it's a ketana, whether it's a gedoyla, aso l'shchiva, if you made it for reclining, mekabel es tuma, it's mekabel tuma, ve'ena mesachem bo, l'sichuch, if you made it for schach, mesachem bo, you could use it for schach, ve'ena mekabel es tuma, it's not mekabel tuma. Zog the Gemara. We're going first now on the Tanakam of the mission. Hagufa kasha. The words of the Tanakhama itself is alone a kasha. Amris first, the Tanakhama says, Asor l'shchiva, if you specifically designated l'shchiva, it's mekabel astuma, ve'en mesachem, and therefore you cannot use v'schach. Time, the whole reason is, the asor l'shchiva, you specifically designated l'shchiva, that's why cannot use v'schach. Hostoma, if you have a case of stam, you didn't have in mind anything, l'sichuch, I could use it for sichuch. Bahadatani, and then the Mishnah goes ahead and the Gatanakama goes ahead and says, Lesichuch, if you specifically made it Lesichuch, then Mesachimbo, you can use it for Schach, and the Enemakabel Stum, it's not going to be Makamatum. Time, the only reason you can use it for Schach is because I saw Lesichuch, he specifically designated for Schach. Hostama, if you're going to have a Stama, we assume that Stama, a mat, is made Lashchiva. So we have a Stir, a Kashim, an Ebe of the Tanakama. In other words, what's the status of a Stam mat? First, the Tanakama says, if you made it, Lashchiva, it's not, you can't use it. But Mashma Stam is for Schach. Then he says, if you made it Lashchach, you could use it. Mashma Stam is Lashchiva. So what's the status of a Stam? It seems to be a Kashim and Ebe in the Tanakam. And for the Gemara, what? What's its functional use, Stam? No, when you make it. When you stomach,
you just made it.
And maybe you're not sure at the time. It's made. I mean, it's chach. A guy, I said, the strip. Someone that's in the warehouse making. I don't know. He made it.
The sign on is saying sleeping mats outside the factory.
So in the Shulchan Aruch, it's not mentioned here. I don't see it in the Gemara here. And look at every single Tosfos here, but it seems like it's all what you made it for in the Shulchan Aruch and Mishnah Berurah. The way it's brought down, he goes with also what's its function in that city? Like, what is it normally used for that specific mat? That also plays a role how we're going to look at a stam mat. And you have to override it by making it designated specifically. So stomach has to do with what industry when it made, like you're saying, a sign. What is that made for?
If I make a mat, that's for the schach. So then the night before Sukkot, it's freezing outside, so I take it out of myself. What's it then?
You have the rash that's yichta.
So you can be miyached it now, you mean? You want to know if I can change its function after it was made? You made originally for schach, and then you want to use it as a...
One time.
That shouldn't be a problem, right?
So you see, rash doesn't care what you made it for. Rash is yichter.
Right.
No,
yichter rashi means because you miyached, you designated when you made it. You're saying you want to be madaik from Lashon Rashi's... That it's not when you made it, just alone miyachad it at any certain point. I'm not sure if that's what Rashi means.
Rashi says
means you made it like that. Rashi says yichta, but Rashi says the point of asa is because when you asa, you are miyachad it for that. Not just tam you miyachad, you designated for that. You had in mind that you wanted to make it for that. So because we have a steer in the Gemara, a steer in the Tanakhama, what does he hold when he gets tam? And for the Gemara, holy kasha, that's not a kasha. Kam begedoyla, kam begtana. The beginning of the Mishnah specifically says, if you look inside the Mishnah, machtelitz kanim gedoyla. If it's a gedoyla, then the stam is v'schach. Because it's such a big one, I guess it's not functional whether they're made harder. Like Rashi in the beginning of the Mishnah says, they made it kosher, it's not so, it's maybe because of the size, and when it's made bigger, it has to be made stronger and rougher, so that's not usually for the Shechiva, that's made for Schach. But, and the Mishnah says, if you make it for Shechiva, then you can make it, yeah, then you designate it for Shechiva, then it's going to be Mekabel Tumah, but the stam of a big one is for Schach. Then you have to insert in the Mishnah afterwards, that if the next part of the Mishnah, if you look in the Mishnah when it says Lesichuch, in the Mishnah Lesichuch, right, is talking, it flips over to Ektana. Ektana, the Stam, is yes, Leshchiva, but Lesichuch, if you make it Lesichuch, then you could use Vizchach. In other words, the beginning part of the Tanakam and the end part of the Tanakam are talking about two different type of mats. The first part is talking about a Gedoyla. A Gedoyla, the Stam, is Vizchach, unless you designate Leshchiva. And Ektana, the Stam, is Leshchiva, unless you designate it for Vizchach. So that's the Gemara's answer. Halakasha kam begdoyla kam begtana. But zok the Gemara, Reb Lezer Oimer, if you read further in the Mishnah says, Reb Lezer Oimer, achas ketana, v'achas gedoyla, whether it's a ketana, whether it's a gedoyla, asor lo shchiv, if you make it for shchiv, mekabel as tumah, it's mekabel tumah, v'ein mesachem bo, and you can't use it v'schach, taimed the asor lo shchiv. That's only because you made it the shchiv, you cannot use it. Hos tama is lasichach, stam is lasichach. The same kind of kasha we're going to have, we had before on the Tanakama. Eim is seifa, look in the seifa of Rebbe Lezer. Asol lasichach, if you make it v'sichach, misachem bo v'einim mekabel tumah. Time, the whole reason you can use it, because asol lasichach, you made it v'schach. Hos tama, stam is lasichach. So we have the exact same kasha that we had before in the Rabbanah. And we can give, Rashi explains, we can give the same teretz as we gave before in the Chachamim, that kam begedoyla kam bektana, because Rabbi Elazar specifically speaks out achas ketana and achas gedoyla. So he's talking both on both of a ketana and a gedoyla, and he says if you make it l'shchiva, it's mekabel, then we can do it. If you make it l'schach, you could use it. What's with the stomach? So in the beginning is mashma that stomach is l'schach, and from the last part that when you make it for schach, then it's good. It's mashma the stomach is l'shchiva, and you can't give the teretz that we said before in the chachamim. So we have this kasha. So and for the Gemara, Elom and Rava, then no. Don't say the Mishnah. We're not changing here between Ketan and Gedoyla. Omer Rava, but Gedoyla, when it comes to Gedoyla, Kula Almele Pligi, everybody agrees, the Stam L'Sichach. A Gedoyla, the Stam of a Gedoyla is L'Sichach. It's meant for Schach. If you have nothing in mind, it's for Schach. And that's the first part of the Mishnah. Machzeles Kanem Gedoyla. Only if you make it l'shchiva, you cannot use it. The stomach is that it's v'schach. Ki pligi, when's going to be the machloikus? The Tana Kama and Rebbe Lezer, b'ktana, by a ktana. Tana Kama sovar, stam ktana is l'shchiva. The stam ktana is v'shchiva. And the only way to undo it is by having a mind for v'schach. Rebbe Lezer sovar, Rebbe Lezer hold, stam ktana nam l'sichach. And Rashi explains that if you look at the words of the Mishnah, the word l'sichach, Sayin the Tanakama. In Sayin Rebbe Lezer, when it says the word lesichach, it doesn't mean you had a mind for schach. In the Mishnah, if you look in the Mishnah, when it says lesichach, it means if I can interpret it that it could be lesichach. In other words, it was stoma, I had nothing in mind. Lesichach, but I could also interpret it schach, I'm going to go that way. So in other words, this is how Zuk the Gemara, v'hochi komar. This is how we're now on Chafam and Aleph on the top. And it's just finishing up the next four, seven, eight lines because it's a continuation of this Gemara. V'hochikom, this is how you read the Mishnah. Machtzelus hakanem gedoylo, if you have a big mat, asor l'shchiva, if you specifically make it for shchiva, it's mekabel astuma, ve'in mesachem, you cannot use it for schach, because you designate it for shchiva, it's mekabel tumah, you cannot use it for schach. Time is the whole reason the asor l'shchiva, because you made it l'shchiva, that's why I cannot use it. Hostoma, nasa kimisha asor l'sichach, stam is going to be like you made it l'sichach and mesachem bo. Why? Because a gedoyla, everybody agrees that the stam is for schach. Unless you designate it specifically for shchiva, the stam of a gedoyla is going to be for schach. Now, when you say, and Rashi speaks out again, like I just mentioned before, the next part of the Mishnah, if you look at the inside the Mishnah of the Tanakhama, lesichach is going to mean, lesichach means if you didn't have in mind l'shchiva, if you had in mind, there's nothing in mind, it was a stam, I could interpret it l'shach, then, mesachem bo ve'enem mekabel astum. Then, I can use it for schach, it's not mekabel astum. In other words, look at Rashi here. Kol l'sichach, the bottom Rashi of your Testament base. Kol l'sichach, the k'tonim asnissen, b'im b'sefet l'mas de t'kanonga, b'im b'dreb l'ezer astomekoi. So l'sichach means, in other words, if it's stomach, then I could use it. So we're talking about only a gedoyla thus far in the Tanakhama. We're not discussing a k'tana. The Tanakhama is only discussing a gedoyla. If it's also l'shchiva, if you designate v'shchiva, you cannot use it. L'sichach means if it's stam a gedoyla is for schach. V'osir Rebbe Lezer, now we're back on Chofam and Aleph, 2, 4, 6, 7 lines from the top. V'osir Rebbe Lezer l'meimer, now Rebbe Lezer comes to argue, and he says, achas ketana, whether it's a ketana, v'achas gedoyla, stomas k'sher l'sichach. In other words, this is how you're supposed to read the mission inside. Rebbe Lezer Oimer, achas ketana, achas gedoyla, asor l'shchiva. You know, sai ketana, sai gedoyla. Not just a gedoyla is the stomach for schach. A ketana also is stomach for schach. Only if asor l'shchiva, if you specifically make it for shchiva, it's mekabel astuma ve'ein mesachem, and then you can use it. But l'sichach means if it's going to be stam, l'sichach on the mission now according to this pshat means stomach is going to be okay, even by a ketana. So that's going to be the machloikus in this part of the interpretation of the Mishnah is everybody holds a ketana the stam is v'schach unless you designate it otherwise. The machloikus the Tanakam and Rebbe Elazar is going to be the Tanakam and Rebbe Elazar is going to be by ketana. What's the stomach by ketana? The Tanakam holds the stomach of a ketana is v'shchiva. but because the Tanna Kamma left, the Rashi explains, he left out Ketana from the Mishnah. So this whole din that the Tanna Kamma is saying that a stam is for schach is only on a gedoyla, a Ketana is going to be the stam for the shchiva. Comes Rebbe Lezer and goes says achas Ketana, the achas gedoyla it's stam is for schach unless you also a shchiva, then it's for then it's l'shchiva and then it's mekabel.
So you don't need.